Atlanta's biggest bargain sale, we're offering a BMW valued at $23,160 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. Thank you. Nice having you with us. Delighted to have you with us for Sale of the Century. I hope you're with us on our last show. If you were not, our champion, Tom DeMary, found exactly what he wanted. And, well, take a look for yourself.
I'm going to take the entertainment
center. He's going to take the entertainment center and leave us. And Tom is going to leave us with $8,973 in cash and prizes. Congratulations, Tom. Happy man and a fine champion. Hey, you got appliances, colored television, $400 in cash, and that $6,000 entertainment center, $9,174 in cash and prizes. Tom Luckershit. We congratulate him. So, three new challengers, and here to introduce them, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Sam. I think that's great when somebody finds exactly what they want, so that's it. I've had enough.
Yes, it was great.
Who do we have?
Our first new contestant lights up his own life from Cleveland, Ohio. A warm welcome to Lou Andrasik.
Hello there, Lou.
And she likes a fast break, originally from Flint, Michigan. A big hand to Vicki Ritterhoff.
Hi, Vicki.
And he is well exposed from Edina, Minnesota. A hearty welcome to Chris Fuller.
Hi, Chris. Hey. See you a little later for some bargain summer. Thank you. Let's get acquainted before we get started. Lou, you light up your own life?
Yes, Jim, I do. I'm a flight attendant, and in my travels, I like to collect matchbooks from all the different places I've been to.
Oh, how many in your collection?
Oh, I lost count at about 300.
Well, that's pretty good. You've been a lot of different places
yeah,
in your job.
Quite a few.
Nice to have you here. Vicki, you like a fast break.
Well, Jim, I'm an avid Lakers fan. I go to as many home games as I can. You can bet I'll be out there this year rooting for them.
Oh, okay. Well, nice to have you here. Chris, you are well exposed. What does that mean?
Well, it's referring to photography. I'm a photographer.
Oh, good.
At this point, I'm only amateur, hoping to climb the scale a little bit. But it gets to the point that I carry my case with me so often my friends tell me it looks like a purse.
Well, good luck with your ambitions.
You.
Good luck here to all three of you. Let's get you started with $20. And as you know, the player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion, gets to do some great shopping. I'll tell you the first level prize, should you decide to take it like Tom took his entertainment center, is a beautiful fold-down trailer worth $4,000. So here we go. This announcer starts every show with here, Chris.
Yeah, Duke Mann.
Yes, right before the buzzer. Yes, indeed. Here's Johnny, of course, I was going to say, and it is indeed Ed McMahon. $5 for the correct answer. Chris goes to 25. At its peak density, what was the human population of the Garden of Eden? Vicki.
Two.
I love that, at its peak density. Yes, that's right. Two it is. And Vicki goes to 25. We all talk about our IQs, but what did the initials stand for? Lou.
Intelligence quotient.
You got it. We've got ourselves a three-way tie. That's nice. All three of you on the scoreboard. According to the old saying, you should never look a gift horse, Vicki?
In the mouth.
You got it. Then you're in the lead by five. What pungent vegetable comes in varieties like yellow, Spanish, and Bermuda, Vicki?
Onions.
Onion is right. And two in a row for Vicki. She goes into a $10 lead. Great time to be in the lead because it's time for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Vicki, you have a $10 lead over the gentleman. Your first opportunity to buy, and I think we've got something you might like.
Vicki, for a ship-shaped wardrobe, it's the clean, classic styling of La Tigre. Sportswear for men gives you the winning edge for total good looks in every season. Classic, comfortable, terrific La Tigre. And it's normally priced at $350. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Well, you went to the Lakers game in some of these outfits. Boy, you'd be a hit. $350 worth of sporty clothes for just $5. Vicki, what do you think?
Look. I think my husband would really like the clothes.
Well, that would be wonderful. And you would still have the lead because it's only $5. You would still have a $5 lead. But if you want to give clothes to your husband, I'll give you $200 in cash. Okay, now we got something. $350 worth of clothes, $200 in cash for just $5. $550 bargain, and Vicki still has a $5 lead. He played a doctor on The Bold Ones, a teacher on Lucas Tanner, and is currently the host of Good Morning, Lou.
David Hartman.
Good Morning, America. It is indeed David Hartman. Lou ties Vicki for first place. When you leave Manhattan through the Holland Tunnel, what state do you end up in, Vicki?
New Jersey.
New Jersey it is. Yes, you said surely. That goes to 35. Fiction's most famous swinger was created by Edgar Rice Burroughs, Vicki.
Tarzan.
Tarzan it is, and Vicki goes to 40 and a $10 lead again. We're talking about $10. $10 money card will be up on the board as we play the fame game now for control of that board. Identify a famous person. I am an actor born in 1905. In 1928, while appearing in Summer Stock, I joined a group of theatrical hopefuls that included Josh Logan, Jimmy Stewart, and Margaret Sullivan, whom I later married. I starred on Broadway in The Farmer Takes a Wife, and when I did the movie version, I became a star. My stage and screen successes include The Grapes of Wrath, Mr. Roberts, Lou.
Jimmy Stewart?
No, incorrect. Out of the rest of the question. No, Donovan, you're playing for control of the board. We'll clear the board. Continue for Vicky and Chris. The Grapes of Wrath, Mr. Roberts, on Vicky.
Henry Fonda?
On Golden Pond. I was going to say yes, indeed. It's Henry Fonda, yes. Well, Vicky, you have control of the board. Where's the $10 money card, Summer?
Behind the number one.
All right. I imagine that's what you're going to be shooting for. We lock it in now to your buzzer, and you can stop that light whenever you want to. Good luck.
Come on, number one.
Well, you missed the money card, but I hope we have a nice prize for you behind five.
A hearth stove. Sierra's Cricket on the Hearth. An insert tested in major zero clearance fireplaces or installs freestanding closer to combustibles than many wood stoves. Furnished by Sierra.
Almost $600 worth, and that is yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. And I think you had a well over $1,000 segment there, Vicky. Nicely done. And she's still got the lead. We'll be back to the match right after this. Vicky at 40, Lou at 30, Chris at 25. What item in a woman's wardrobe are called capris? Vicky.
Slacks.
Slacks or pants? Yes, indeed. Vicky goes to 45. In John Denver's hit song, he wanted these roads to take him home. Vicky.
Country roads.
You are right. And Vicky, it's the $50 mark. Just getting Chris to the buzzer. What's the five-letter name we give to the prayer we say before meals? Chris.
Grace.
Grace it is. Chris ties Lou for second place. Yes. Because of the 22nd Amendment, President Reagan gets only two at most. Vicky?
Terms.
That's right. Two terms of office, and Vicky goes to 55 and a $25 lead. That's good size lead, Vicky. And with a $25 lead, can we interest you in this?
Vicky, make life a little cushier with the Mayfair Daybed Sofa. Finished in enamel with brass fittings. Provides comfort as a sofa by day, but ideal for overnight guests too. Furnished by Corsican, and it's normally priced at $680. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
Oh, that's nice. Wow. Hey, here, David left one of his toys here. Would you give it back to him? Vicky, $680. You have a use for this?
I have two little girls at home that would kill for it.
Oh, that's nice. That is very... Well, don't let them kill each other for it.
No,
but $680. It's beautiful. Cost you $10. You would still, again, have the lead. You would have a $15 lead. I'll do the same thing I did last time. I'll give you $200 to go with it. $880 bargain for $10. Yes, indeed. Enjoy the bet. Enjoy the cash. Vicky keeps getting the lead and cleaning up as she goes. Cost you just $10 as we knock it off. $15 lead over the gentleman. This long-snouted animal would be great on picnics because his diet, Lou?
Anteater.
Consists mainly of picnic pests. You are right. The anteater it is. Lou goes to 35. What is supposed to happen to the woman who catches the bridal bouquet? Lou.
She gets married next.
That's exactly right. And Lou pulls it within one question to Vicky. The highest mountain in Tanzania is also the highest peak in all of Africa. Chris.
Mount Kilimanjaro.
Nicely solved. And Chris goes to 35. Yes. In America, what month contains the day that has the most... Vicky?
December.
Oh, that has the most daylight. It is June. That's the first day of summer. Vicky loses five for the incorrect answer and ties with Lou now. And Chris, just a question behind. In the 1953 film Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, what legendary blonde, Vicky?
Marilyn Monroe.
That's the one they preferred, yes, indeed. And Vicky goes back into the lead, just beating everyone in the buzzer. Talking about Marilyn Monroe, a year before she did that film, Marilyn's status as a sex symbol skyrocketed with the publication of nude photos. When she was asked by reporters what she had on at the time of the photo session, Marilyn, with a good sense of humor, replied, "The radio." We'll be right back. The game is close. Vicky in the lead by one question over Lou, and Chris trails Lou by just one. $10 separate the players. We're going to add a $15 money card up on the board now. Back to the fame game in a famous place. I am a building that stands in the middle of a beautifully landscaped plot. Since 1814, I have been rebuilt and enlarged many times for many occupants. I now have 132 rooms, including the Red Room, the Blue Room, Lou.
The White House?
The White House is exactly right. And Lou gets control of the board. Lou, first of all, we'll show you where the $15 money card is.
Find the number 4.
Two of them to shoot for, right next to one another. We're locked into your buzzer now, Lou. Good luck. Stop that light whenever you want.
Come on, 4.
Missed the money cards, but what do we have for him?
Parquet flooring. Hartco solid oak parquet flooring. A beautiful oak floor designed to install yourself with a cushion foam backing for your added comfort. Furnished by Hartco Parquet.
$375 worth of flooring, yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. And we have a good one, and those money cards stay up there. We'll add 25 later. Back with all three of you now on this. The man who invented both the swivel chair and the dumb waiter was also our third president. Vicki.
Madison?
No. Oh, no. Thomas Jefferson, one of the great minds. Thomas Jefferson, you lose 5. Back down on a tie with Lou. This is not to demean Madison, but I didn't know Madison personally. The Greek word for universe has also been used as the title of a hit science series on public television. Lou.
Cosmos?
Yes, you get billions and billions. You got another 5 is what you get. You're in the lead now, Lou. In the movie, Jimmy Stewart's 6-foot invisible friend Harvey, Lou.
Rabbit.
That's what he was, a giant rabbit. Good anticipation. And a $10 lead for Lou. So, Lou, this time, you get the opportunity to buy, Lou, a single fella, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, look at this, Lou.
Lou, you'll have slopes of fun on a fabulous ski trip to beautiful Aspen, Colorado. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for an 8-day adventure in the Rockies. You can become your own downhill racer skiing some of the world's finest slopes. Then party till dawn in the ski chalet. This great trip is normally priced at $1,556. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Isn't that nice?
That's nice.
Trip for two, skiing in Aspen. You ever been there?
No, and I'm a klutz. I've always wanted to learn how to ski.
Well, this is the opportunity. $1,556 trip. That is a biggie. $15 it would normally cost. You have a $10 lead over Vicki. That's what it'll cost you. You'll be in a tie with Vicki, but you'll have a great ski vacation for $10. Going once, going twice, and... no sale.
Can't do it.
Oh, gee, if I had said that Summer, Dara, or Karen would go along with... well, never mind. We'll be right back. Well, I'm surprised to say that Lou is still in the lead. I thought I was going to say he's in a tie, but he turned down that Colorado ski trip, hanging on to the $10 lead over Vicki and the $15 lead over Chris. This 19th century president came within one vote of being removed from office. Chris.
Andrew Johnson.
That's exactly who it is. Nicely done, Chris. And Vicki are now in a tie for second place. 20,000 men died building this waterway connecting the Atlantic, Chris.
Panama Canal.
To the Pacific, you are right. Chris starts to make a move, pulls it within $5 of Lou, and he's in second place. What hit musical gave us the classic songs, Hello Young Lovers, Getting to Know You, Lou?
The King and I.
King and I it is. Lou is heard from, and he stretches that lead out again to 10. Third and final crack of the fame game now, a famous person. I was born in the 14th century, and although my story is not verified by history, it represents the spirit of my country's independence movement. According to legend, I was a man of tremendous strength and a great marksman. An Austrian tyrant named Gessler ordered all of us to bow to a hat. When I refused, I was arrested, and Gessler promised to free me if I would shoot an apple off Lou.
Robin Hood?
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. You're playing for control of the board. Save 55. We'll clear the board. Continue for Vicki and Chris. Vicki doesn't need any more.
William Tell.
Shot an apple off my son's head. It is indeed William Tell. Yes. Lou got confused because Robin Hood shot an apple off Maid Marian's head. Vicki, we're going to show you the $25 money card.
Behind the number 6.
Well, you got a lot to shoot for now. We locked them into your buzzer. Good luck, Vicki. You can stop that light whenever you want to.
Come on, number 6.
Missed the money cards. What do we have for Vicki?
An action recliner. One of the most comfortable seats in the house is the Turbo. Available as a rocker recliner or a wall saver. Available in a wide assortment of fabrics, velvet, and leather. Action recliner, furnished by Lane.
For $550, and again, you've added to your total. And now we finish up the game with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? It is Lou who is back in the lead at 55, Chris at 45, Vicky at 40. Good luck. We start the speed round now. Which U.S. state has the smallest population and the coldest weather? Chris.
Rhode Island.
Wrong. How many people would you find singing in a barbershop quartet? Vicky.
Four.
Right. Which of the signs of the zodiac is symbolized by two fish? Vicky.
Pisces.
Right. Name the city in Texas that has a football team called the Oilers. Chris.
Houston.
Right. How many corners on a cube? Vicky.
Eight.
Right. In the 19th century, what European capital city was terrorized by Jack the Ripper? Chris.
London.
Right. On TV, what actor played the bumbling secret agent Maxwell Smart? Vicky.
Don Adams.
Right. What king called for his pipe, pole, and fiddle? Vicky.
Old King Cole.
Right. Name the historic city in which the first Continental Congress met in 17... Chris.
Virginia.
Wrong. Name the 44-gun frigate permanently berthed in Boston.
Time.
Whose image is said to be on the Shroud of Turin?
Lou. Jesus Christ.
Right. Name the country whose emperors held the title of Mikado. Chris.
Morocco.
Wrong. In what state did Custer's last stand occur? Vicky.
Texas.
Wrong. In the 70s, what African nation was led by... Time is up. We have a tie. Lou and Vicky are in a tie. Chris, you cannot answer now. It's between Lou and Vicky. I'll go to the tie-breaking question. Answer correctly, you'll add $5. You would win. Answer incorrectly, you would lose $5, and you would lose. Tiebreaker. What U.S. senator wrote a bestseller called Profiles in Courage? Vicky.
John Kennedy.
You're right. For the win. Vicky wins it with a tiebreaker and another tie. Back to Vicky in just a moment. First of all, the state where Custer's last stand occurred is Montana. Japan has emperors called the Mikado, and the 44-gun frigate permanently berthed in Boston is Old Ironsides or the Constitution. The first Continental Congress met in the city, I said, Philadelphia, and the smallest population and the coldest weather are both found in Alaska. Got to say goodbye to Lou and Chris. And Lou, you got that flooring, and with the cash in front of you, you're over $400. Thank you so much, and almost the champion, whatever. One last question. Chris didn't pick up anything along the way. Of course, the cash in front of you is yours.
Fun.
Thank you. I'm glad you had fun. Vicky, who picked up a lot of things, now has a chance to pick up more. She's going shopping. Come on, Vicky. I think both you and Lou were going for that buzzer with the Profiles in Courage. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, you picked up a lot. And now you won. The game was so close, you got the $65. Normally, the first level prize costs $85, mm-hmm. but you are entitled to that first level prize. So for just $65, if you'd like, you can buy this.
Enjoy this home away from home. This exciting pop-up travel trailer. Rugged construction and spacious interior. Includes kitchen, dinette, and sleeping space for five. Furnished by Valley Trailer Center. Normally priced at $4,000. Yours on sale of the century for only
$85. $85, but you've got $65. That's all you need. You can take that and leave us, or you could put your money in the bank. Now, because you were a little short of the $85, you'd be a little bit away from the next level, and you've already seen it. That's a beautiful entertainment center. You are $110 away from that entertainment center. Along the way, we've got some other lovely things. Get to $530. I know you and your husband would love to drive away in this.
Hit the road in a classic. The beautiful BMW 325e, featuring an onboard computer and an interior engineered for driving comfort. High performance, advanced technology, furnished by Zipper BMW of Beverly Hills. Normally priced at $23,160. Yours on sale of the century for only $530.
And $640 would get you every prize we've got on the stage. $750 would get you all of the prizes. And this.
A cash jackpot of $79,000.
That's going. In total, that's $148,360 in cash and prizes that could be yours. But that's a long way away to start thinking about those. Right now, you've got to think about this. Taking the travel trailer and leave, or put your money in the bank. The entertainment center is next. You think about it, and we'll get your decision in a moment. Back with our new champion, Vicki Ritterhoff. Vicki, you won with $65. Picked up a lot of nice things along the way, too, I might add. With that $65, say yes, and you can take this travel trailer and leave with everything else you've picked up, or put the money in the bank, needing to continue to win, and $110 more for that entertainment center. Our last champion, Tom DeMary, loved that. He took it and left. Vicki, what are you going to do?
Well, the trailer is very nice, but I'm afraid my husband might not fit in it. He's very tall, so I'll return. And
okay. We'll put our money in the bank. We'll have another $1,000 of that cash jackpot. It goes to $80,000. And two new challenges next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Prices are manufacturer-suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.